BZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Two people from Durban have begun serving a triple life imprisonment sentence for three murders linked to insurance fraud. Cyril Msipo and Cynthia Mbele were convicted of killing their victims between 2019 and 2020 in the Durban High Court. It's understood that insurance companies were defrauded to the tune of over 300,000 rand. NPA KZN spokesperson Natasha Kara says they were arrested after someone privy to the scheme alerted two family members that their lives were in danger.
Mbele was sentenced to a further 45 years imprisonment for three counts of fraud. Before the incidents, Mbele devised a plan to enrich herself through fraudulent claims from funeral policies. To this end, she insured several members of her immediate family as well as people known to her.
The following story may be distressing for some listeners and isn't suitable for young ones. Police officers are currently on the south coast where a man is believed to have killed his partner and their son before taking his own life. KZN Police spokesperson Robert Nechuenda says they were called out to Umgababa this morning. He says they arrived at the scene where they found the woman's body and a three-year-old boy.
The suspect was found inside their house. Their ID documents were found placed on top of the bed.
And the N3 toll concession is reporting an increased volume of traffic coming into the province today. Spokesperson Tanya Dugra says they've recorded around 1,500 vehicles passing through the tolls every hour.
This will also likely result in congestion and possible delays on the route. Changing weather patterns have resulted in rainy weather conditions during the week. These may continue over the coming days and may result in difficult driving conditions due to reduced visibility and slippery roads. Drivers are reminded to please be extra cautious and alert when getting behind the wheel and to always be patient and courteous.
And abroad, Malaysia's cabinet has agreed to a proposal to launch a new search for Malaysia Airlines flight MH370, which disappeared mysteriously 10 years ago. The Boeing 777 was carrying 239 people when it disappeared from radar screens en route to Beijing. The government has agreed to a proposal from a U.S. company to proceed with the search in a new area in the southern Indian Ocean. There's a warning for severe thunderstorms with heavy downpours, hail, damaging winds and severe lightning over the southwestern parts of KZN today. Looking ahead to tomorrow, the same warning is in place for the western and southern parts of the province. Durban, Cokstad and Margate a high of 28, Pietermaritzburg and Mooi River 29, Richards Bay and Newcastle 32, Underberg 27, Ulundi and Ladysmith 33. In Durban, we've got 2 meter high sea swells in the morning with sunrise at 5:08. That's all from the team today. For the Newswatch, I'm Nushera Sudhial.